Good afternoon, everybody. So my research, or my presentation today, is about the relationship between the level of radon and the lung cancer prevalence in selected counties of New Mexico, Texas, and Colorado. So the purpose of the study, we wanted to see if the lung cancer, county lung cancer, rates differed by the amount of radon exposure by certain counties that were chosen in New Mexico, Colorado, and Texas. So what is radon? Radon is basically a byproduct of uranium. Uranium is a natural ingredient of the Earth crust. It occurs in different amounts at Earth crust and in rocks. And we will have in this building different amount than the next building and the next building. Each Earth is different, and you can find different amounts of uranium in each soil. So through the natural processes in the soil, uranium gets degraded to radium and radon, as you can see here. And radium gets to the lower areas, and radon gets to the upper areas. And it's a gaseous form, so it's radiation form. So it gets into the air. And when it finds a construction like this, it gets entrapped and builds up in a certain concentration, which makes us which makes it in a high concentration if it's not really ventilated construction. So as you can see, it can get through the pipes, cracks, it can get through newer homes, older homes. It has been found in high levels in constructions with basement, without basement. You can always find radon, and there's always a place for it to come by to your construction. Lung cancer, on the other hand, is the number one cancer that is causing more death than any other cancer in both men and women in the United States. So what are the causes of lung cancer? The first cause of lung cancer is smoking, as everybody knows. The second cause of lung cancer is radon exposure, which accounts for 15% of all lung cancer cases in the United States. And this is an estimate from the EPA from different studies. So 21,000 lung cancer deaths occur each year as a result of radon exposure, as an estimate from studies, and where around 3,000 of those occur among non-smokers. So you can see that radon causes lung cancer and exaggerate that with smoking. So how did they connect radon to lung cancer? Basically, there were the first studies that were the minor studies in the mining that people were exposed to really high levels of radon, and they were having a high prevalence of lung cancer. And they had a strong correlation between high levels of radon to lung cancer prevalence on the miners. However, there is still a debate, a small debate, whether residential radon is causing lung cancer because the residential level is so much lower than you could find in the miners, in the mines is 10 times the amount of radon that you would find in the residential studies. However, when they did a number of major studies and meta-analysis, they found there is a slight increase in residential exposure to lung cancer due to the residential exposure to radon. They also did experimental research in animal species and cellular mutagenesis to find the correlation between radon and lung cancer. So my question was, the EPA just classified the U.S. into three regions, zone 1, zone 2, zone 3. Zone 1 is the red region you find here. I don't have a pointer, this point with this. It's more than 4 picocuries per liter, which they classify it as a high residential, like those places that if you live here, you are exposed to higher level of radon. And that's due to the earth crust and other factors. If you live in those areas that are orange, you are exposed to 2 to 4 picocuries per liter, which is the moderate amount of radon. And if you live in those areas at the yellow part, these are the low. So does that mean if you live in the red areas, are you more prone to get lung cancer? So I was living at that time in New Mexico, and I chose three states that represent the three levels. Colorado had, as you see, the majority of the counties that they have. They classify it by county, like each county is either high, moderate, or low. Colorado, as you can see, is the majority of their counties is high radon level and some moderate level. And you can see in New Mexico, you can see the moderate level on the majority and some high. And in Texas, we have the low areas and moderate. So how did I choose the counties? I looked at the counties on the periods I collected lung cancer prevalence from cancer registries, and I looked out at the smoking rates for those counties at the period that I collected the data from. So I chose only counties that were similar in the smoking rate, and from New Mexico, Colorado, and Texas, and I wanted to choose areas from all regions, low, moderate, high. And I also chose one moderate area here, and I chose, as you remember from New Mexico, there is a moderate area here, so I can compare states in the same level of exposure to radon. So when I came to this study, I was expecting two things. Either I would find an increased lung cancer in the high states, or I would find no association. To our shock, when we did the analysis, we found out that low counties in the Texas area were much higher in lung cancer prevalence than the ones with high and moderate. And when we did this analysis, you can see here and the mean of lung cancer in Texas, which was the only areas that we had low radon exposure, it was 70. When you compare it to the high, it was 50. Now, let us see why did we get those results. First of all, I looked at the data again, and then I reanalyzed different combinations. I said, is there a difference between high and moderate in New Mexico and Colorado? There wasn't any difference. Is there a difference between low and moderate in Texas? There wasn't any difference. The only difference existed in Texas and any other state. So Texas had a higher rate of lung cancer compared to any other state, to any other thing. So there is something that's going on in Texas that caused a co-founder factor that caused this high prevalence of lung cancer, other than smoking and other than lung cancer. And the other thing I wanted to mention that we also adjusted for smoking as a co-founder in our analysis using ANOVA. So the discussion, why Texas have this high amount and why Colorado, as we expected to have higher lung cancer, have this low? We don't know for sure, but this is what I found out from contacting the health department and from collecting data about Texas and their data. First of all, I would argue with you that the cause of increased lung cancer that is in Texas is due to asbestos exposure mainly. When I looked at their data and their things, the reports that they are doing in the health department in Texas, I contacted some people, and they are saying they have increased mesothelioma cases that they are doing reports on. And mesothelioma has been highly associated with lung cancer. However, it is the fourth cause of lung cancer. So you would assume after you control the first cause and the second cause of lung cancer, you start to look for other causes of lung cancer. So asbestos has been highly associated with lung cancer, and it is highly reported in Texas. And that's due to the occupational exposure. Texas, as you know, is the number one oil industry state in the United States. And people who work in the oil industry has been reporting to have the higher amounts of mesothelioma and asbestos-related exposures. Other things, shipyards, power plants, and chemical plants, all those occupations have been associated with asbestos. And when I looked at different data from Texas, I found that a lot of people in those counties work at these occupations. So I would argue that asbestos could be the cause of the high lung cancer rate in Texas. The other thing that I could think of is the natural disasters and things like hurricanes. They have natural resources of asbestos in Texas. So imagine when there is a hurricane coming and exploring all those soil and everything. When you have a natural asbestos, it goes to the air and it just distributes. And a lot of cases were reported by hurricanes, last hurricanes, of asbestos just because of the wind and exploring things from buildings that were supposed to be shut down or anything like that. When there is a hurricane, those buildings, there is a report that they got the asbestos exposure more in those areas. Mining in Texas is really high. A lot of people work in mining, and for example, coal production in Texas alone is 50 million tons annually. You could explain how many people work in those counties in mining, and you could say maybe mining has, the coal production is associated with lung cancer also, and I just put it as a factor that might contribute to the high rates of lung cancer in Texas. The other thing, why does Colorado have low, comparatively low lung cancer rates, despite the fact that they have a high rate and level? Well, my thought of this, I went to the health department of Colorado, you go to the website, and you see intervention for radon. How do you inspect your house? Colorado is affected by high radon. So I want to ask you, if I say that in this state, and I'm not saying Colorado, wherever state you're living in, you have a low potential of having radon in your country, in your state, would you test your house for radon? How many of you would you test the house for radon? Not me. You would? Three people out of, you know, how many people are here? But if I say we are in a state that we have a high radon, and every day you hear about it because we have high radon, test your home, there are free kits, blah, 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 and I've heard that this house was high radon, how many of you would test their homes and saying the radon has been associated with lung cancer? How many of you would test if you are in a high area? You see, the numbers are increasing. Because when you have something, you take care of it more. And that's why I think, or I can interpret it, why there is a low lung cancer cases in Colorado. The other things, the cancer registries in each state report cancers in each state where you were diagnosed. To develop lung cancer from radon exposure, you need years. You need like 10 years. So let's say I lived in Texas all my life, and suddenly I moved to Colorado, and there I was diagnosed with a lung cancer. So those cases are not, they are not accounted for our study because I've been living all my life and I developed lung cancer because I've been living the whole years of my life in a, for example, high incidence area, then I moved to a lower incidence area. So the cancer registry doesn't give you the past 10 years of each person's life. And the other factors, I looked at the EPA map, and they're basing their high, moderate, low level and the number of factors in topography and the soil and everything and how. And one of the factors they're using for their map is residential people who measured residential radon. And when I looked at the data they have for the counties, a lot of graphs look like this, 69% insufficient data. So a lot of counties that were reported, they didn't have enough people who tested the radon in their homes, but still, they put it in the measurement of categorizing the levels of radon as high, moderate, low. And you can see a lot of data, they don't have the actual data for residential radon exposure. So what do we conclude from this study? First, Texas has really high prevalence of lung cancer compared to any other state when you control for the first two factors that cause lung cancer. Second, Colorado is doing a good job actually for lung cancer because there is no high prevalence of lung cancer and the rates are really low when you compare them even to New Mexico. I would suggest that anybody doing any study on lung cancer in Texas to look at the asbestos exposure and do some analysis and see and measure for asbestos. And last, I want to acknowledge my committee that helped me and everybody that helped me with this research, including Dr. Michael Young, Dr. Robert Steiner, Dr. Stuart Brown, Dr. Cynthia, Ashley, Dr. Chuck and Wiggins and Jack and Paul, they were from the cancer registry, and I highly appreciate their work of getting me the lung cancer data by county and working with me to adjust for different things. And I want to thank Anna Vincent from the Texas Health Department and Dr. Stephen Arnold and Rami and Ivanka. And thank you very much. Any questions? Please. For me, the basic idea was me for doing this research. I was doing, if you have an intervention program and you want to for example, do an intervention program for radon? Would you, and you have limited resources, would you target the high areas if you have a state where you have high or moderate, or you have combination of different things? Would you target the high areas because you have limited amount of money, or would you target the whole state? And according to my study, let's forget Texas. Let's look at Colorado and New Mexico. We had high and moderate. I didn't find any difference with lung cancer. I didn't find any difference. So if I'm basing on this study, I wouldn't target, I wouldn't look at the map. I wouldn't look at the high rate, and I would just target the whole state as a state, because I didn't find any difference between the high and moderate. I didn't find any difference between even the low and moderate in Texas itself. And I don't think when you have, when you're basing your map on a lot of insufficient data, it doesn't give you robust, you know, analysis. And that's why I wanted to test whether you could you rely on this. And APA mentions in its website, it says, if you have a residential exposure, like you collect it from homes, it is better because you have more fuel of the residential. And as I said, like this building, this room itself, I might have radon exposure here that is different than next room. So they are collecting the average. That doesn't mean when you have an average that a lot of homes are not exposed to high or a lot of homes are not exposed to low. So I wouldn't use it if it's my personal opinion for my research. At first, when I collected the data, I wanted to account for socioeconomic and ethnicities, and I wanted to account for those from the health department. But the problem is, I got areas from northern Texas region from 7, and I got areas from New Mexico. When I looked at the data, they were really unhomogenized, and you cannot compare. For example, a lot of New Mexico population are Native Indians, and they don't have another category to compare it with in Texas. On the other hand, you have a lot of white people in Texas, but you don't have a lot of, you know, it's not, I try to do that, but when you have different population in each person and they're working different things, you can't account for that. And that's why I couldn't do that in my analysis. It's no, it's a combinational, it's a really complex thing. I want to clear this out. There are five factors that they're looking for. Four of them are scientists who came from geology and from different departments just to say whether this county is high or moderate or low. So they look at the soil, they look at the topography, they look at whether the soil can permit radiation or not. They look at different things. But one of the major things that they're looking, they're not looking only at one of the major things that they contribute to this is the data that they collected in different homes, residential homes. So they have five factors to look at, and one of them was the data of residential areas that they really collected from different counties. Some of the counties didn't have enough data that they measured in their house how much radon they have, and some counties they have a lot of measurements. So I would say when you're basing on five factors, one of them is wrong, and there is a lot of counties that didn't have enough reports on how much radon they have in the house. So it's not really bad. It's a good thing that, okay, you consider that you might have a high risk here, but alone you wouldn't, you have to collect more data to see in the areas that you're studying whether there is a residential
I was just wondering about mitigation rate. You know, any part of that data was based on actual tests.
I think what they did for this, from my reading, they just measured and collected data. They did not say you have a high or moderate or low. They just have different people reporting what they have as a radon of their kits that they had in different homes. For example, you have a radon kit in your home, and then they say, I got this reading. but they didn't go for each house. You have a high, you have moderate, you have a low. So it wasn't free, or they did not. I don't know if those people fixed it afterward, or do they know what is the high level or low level? It just was a collection of just numbers for them, for the APA to do this map. But yeah, I don't know. But there are different programs that give you, if your house has high radon, you can call the health department and they can send people to your home and fix it, and they can send you recommendations how you could overcome this problem. So if that's your question. Any other questions? Please. If I would imagine a perfect world where you have all the data that you need and you can just put it and analyze it, I would have a data that reported the past 10 years living. Like, I would only include people who lived for the past, I don't know, 6 years or 10 years, depending on how long does it get you to get lung cancer. For the last 10 years, I will only include people who lived all their life in a certain area, either high, moderate, or low. I want to include people who lived part of their high life in high, part of their lives in moderate. The other thing, I would collect an actual data of residential home, which is the best way ever to see if people who are at the highest areas are more prone to have lung cancer. But that's really expensive, and it takes a lot of money and a lot of studies, and that's the problem with the residential measuring.
Any
other questions?
Okay,
less questions. I'm actually in Colorado right now, the program
manager. Oh.
You have it
in Colorado, but New Mexico doesn't have it, and Texas doesn't have it, and I have to have a standardized way of like comparing three states. When you're using three states, you have to have a standardized way of, I can't just use your data, it's more accurate, but then I use the map. What do you compare if you don't use the same? You know, I looked at that. I looked at Colorado, and I like your health department website because it's really organized, and you can find that. And I found a lot of good stuff, but still, I'm comparing three regions. I want low regions. If you have in Colorado low regions, if I have in one state all the regions, that would be perfect, because it's one state, it's under the same conditions and everything. But I still have to compare high, moderate, low. And if I use different standards than the ones that you use, I can't just compare them to Texas because they don't have. I just wanted to see how accurate was this map.
No, I see what you're
saying. So my recommendation, yeah, if I'm looking at Colorado, I would look at your data and compare it if you have different levels of, or do you want to see if the lung cancer has increased from 1 year to another year, or based on your records. Yes, I would highly recommend that. Yeah.